It's one of the natural wonders of Kansas, a place of white spires rising from the prairie plains that have been a landmark for centuries. We'll go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
For early settlers traveling through today's western Kansas, this was a marker on the trail west.
If people have ever seen the spires down in the southwest part of the United States, they're similar to that, only they're made of limestone instead of the red rock that they have down there.
Danny Segrist shares the story from Monument Rocks in Kansas.
They used them as landmarks coming through on the Butterfield Overland Dispatch stage line and then through the Smoky Hill Trail from the pioneers and their wagons and wagon trains coming through.
They are still quite striking, but there were once more of them, and perhaps they were even taller than today.
They were probably at least 75 foot tall, and now then some of them have even collapsed, and some of them are even collapsing yet today. They'll get huge cracks in them during the wintertime, and then some of them will flake off.
But many of those white limestone spires still remain, solitary white columns rising up 70 feet on the prairies of the Smoky Hill River Valley. There may be another reason some of the monument rocks eroded, especially during the 1940s.
During World War II was a gunnery and bombing range, and all the people who lived in that area had to move out. They couldn't live there as long as the government had that leased and was using it as a practice range. And they had strict orders not to bother the monument rocks, but I can't imagine any of those hotshot pilots are not taking a shot at them once in a while. So we find 50 caliber shells and casings all the time up there.
They remain a natural wonder that continues to fascinate travelers today. Traveling the countryside at Monument Rocks, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.